Hello and welcome back to another Bay House Buzz. It is our fourth episode and we are back in 07 with lots of news from the corridors of Bay House this week. I'm going to hand straight over to our hotshot year 7 news reporter with something he's been up to today.
So today we got to miss first to third period.
We? Who's we?
We includes me, my brother, Amali. I'm not going to name everyone.
How many people were there?
About 56.
Wow, 56, that's awesome. What were you up to?
We were doing the anti-bullying ambassador training. Ooh. If you could see, I'm currently beaming with pride at my badge. And so I'm going to talk to you a little about what we did. And
pause. What colour was the badge?
Purple. So okay. If you see someone with a purple badge and it says anti-bullying ambassador on it, and it says anti-bullying ambassador in it, then you will know to speak to me if you have any worries and you're not comfortable speaking to an adult.
Perfect. So what did the training involve today?
So it involved us talking about like little scenarios. We did something like, you hear someone say a racial slur in a classroom, what do you do?
Okay.
And then like that's an actual one of the examples. And most of us said we would tell the teacher and actually ask them if they knew what that meant, mm-hmm. so they don't go just using it around willy-nilly.
Okay, that's a really interesting thought, because sometimes people use slurs, racial, homophobic, lots of other types of words, and they don't actually understand what they mean, so they don't understand why that people get offended. So did you talk about that today?
Yeah, we did. Nice. We also did some designing on lanyards, and we've got a brand new theme for anti-bullying ambassadors. Hope. Help one person every day.
Nice. Hope. Help one person every day. I like that. Coming up with a slogan and everything. These guys are very good. So, from your anti-bullying ambassador training today, what's the next steps?
So, we actually plan a few fundraisers, which we included water fighting, a bake sale, a cinema. So, like, for the fundraising for the water fighting, you could pay 50p, bring in your water gun, and at lunch, and there's this big house water fight.
Nice, like the idea of that.
Bake sale, you could pay £2.50 to go watch a movie after school in May Hall.
Nice, lovely.
And different fundraisers like that, so we spent a little bit of time on that.
What movies would you have? Does everyone chip in here? So if the anti-bullying ambassadors were to put on a cinema, what movies do we recommend them to have?
Inside Thoughts? Out.
You're going to go for Inside Out?
Frozen.
That totally works. Frozen? Have a sing-along with Frozen, couldn't we? Do a sing-along with Frozen. Thanks, Jack. What do you reckon, Kate?
Definitely some Avengers films.
Oh yeah, we'd definitely get a bit crowded if we did some of the Avengers lot, wouldn't we? Any advance on the Avengers, ladies? What do we think?
It's a good one to watch.
Yeah. Anything else that you think might kind of put in a bigger crowd?
Grease.
Nice, another sing-along type moment. So you're going for the musicals. That'd be good in the summer. We could do like an outdoor cinema, couldn't we? That'd be good.
Never watched Grease before.
It's a great show. Never watched Grease before. Audience, can you believe it? Clutch your pearls. Hang on to your hats. One of our lovely presenters has never seen Grease. That's your holiday homework over Christmas. Go watch Grease.
Okay.
Great musical. Questionable. So some interesting suggestions for your anti-bullying team's movie day there. Particularly an outdoor cinema for Grease. That'd be great. Mm. So we've got lots of blankets in the atrium. You can come along and borrow. That'd be wicked. Go out and sit on the grass. Watch it outside. It'd be lovely. Mm. Oh, I can picture it now.
We're actually planning, well, this isn't official yet, but we've taken the idea like a parade around to raise awareness of the mental health ambassador, mm-hmm. the disability ambassadors, and of course the ABA, the anti-bullying ambassadors.
Yeah, nice. That's a lovely idea. Essentially, Parliament could talk about that next time they meet, and we could look at when that could be and how we'd do it. We've got lots of different ambassadors, and actually there's been a Pride parade before. Yeah. I think that would be kind of piggybacking along the back of, so we could bring in the Pride ambassador as well, which would be really cool.
There's a Pride ambassador.
There is a Pride ambassador. So, you see.
How can I sign?
You need to learn things every day. There's posters all out, so that'll be something we look at in a couple of weeks' time, I think, when we have our Pride week. So, that'd be something else you can join up and get another badge for. Lovely little rainbow badge there. Right, so what else has been going on this week, team? What else have we got? Jack's busy just doing his hair. What else have we had going on? We had fixtures. What have we had going on the streets of Bay House?
Okay, so do you want to see the fixtures?
I can. So, like...
Nice and loud for you girls.
Year 7 and 8 basketball. Their score was 11-10.
So we won?
We lost.
Oh, so close. Not as good as last week when they were winning. Okay, so we've had a few fixtures. What are the others?
We've had Year 8 football, which the score for that was 7-2.
To us?
Was it to us?
You definitely need to find out who's winning the scores, girls. But I'm loving that you went out and found them out.
The PE department definitely said that they confused us.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe write it down next time. Brilliant. But we've had some great fixtures this week, so some football. Sadly, we did have a year 9 rugby tournament that was supposed to go out this week, but due to staff illness, they couldn't go. So we absolutely gutted our year 9 rugby team couldn't go out because they've been having a really great time at their tournaments recently. So that was a bit of a disappointment. But that is the nature of everybody getting ill over winter. Wrap up, people. Stay warm. What else has been going on this week?
We've had record numbers in Hot Chocolate Friday.
Woo! How, what were those numbers?
I think it was 30 people.
Wow, 30 people. That's not Hot Chocolate Friday, that's a Chocolate Fountain Friday. Crikey, what's going on there?
So, people in Hot Chocolate Friday this week were Stanley Colgate, Lauren Gourlay, I think.
Yeah, that's Lauren Gourlay.
Neve Parsons, and then all of the students who went on the farming trip.
Oh, lovely. So Mr. Page nominating his lovely students there.
And all of the Year 10 Drama GCSE class.
Now, why were the Drama GCSE class nominated? Can you remember?
Because they performed at the Point Theatre.
They did indeed. So the Drama class performed at the Point Theatre. They've had a really exciting week this last week. So all of those students were nominated for Hot Chocolate Friday. They all got to have a little social with Mr. Willis. Cheeky treat and a lovely badge. And very well deserving. So congratulations to everybody who's had chocolate, this hot chocolate this week. I think the leftovers are in our office. I might have a sneaky one when I go downstairs. Nice. So the last thing for us to chat about really is Votes for Schools this week. And it was another tough topic. That's what I love about Votes for Schools. It's always tackling the tough topics. So what was our topic this week, Charlotte?
If it was easy to help and support a friend when they've lost a loved one.
Okay, so why were we focusing on this for Votes for Schools this week?
Because it's Child Bereavement Week.
It is indeed Child Bereavement Week. So a real focus across the school on how we support one another when we have lost somebody we love. So somebody who's important to us and we lose them. So what were the discussions like in your tutor groups? Let's all chime in here. What were discussions like in your tutor groups?
It was quite, tough because lots of the people in our class had people who had someone who recently died who had to come out of the class. So it's actually quite hard, so I actually learned it's quite hard to talk about it, even as an entire class thing, because it was a bit like that.
Was that the same for anyone else?
We thought it was hard to sort of comfort people who've lost somebody because everyone thought that people dealt with grief in different ways.
Absolutely, we all definitely deal with grief in different ways, sometimes healthy, sometimes not. But actually, what kind of things were you talking about in terms of supporting your friends? Did we discuss anything like that? Jack, you want to chime in?
My tutor was really quite quiet about the whole thing.
Okay.
So we didn't talk about much really.
Why do you think that might have been? Do you think it was that people didn't feel comfortable discussing?
No, I don't think...
You guys quite a bunch?
No, I just don't think people wanted to talk about it.
That's because it's hard. It is hard to talk about. But it's definitely something we must talk about because we're all going to experience this. And that's why Children's Grief Awareness Week is important. And that's why actually addressing how we support each other is important. Because you're going to need to support somebody in your life that experiences loss. So there were some really nice suggestions in the materials that come from Votes for Schools. What sort of things were suggested about how we might support somebody? Can you remember? Come on, Jack.
Well, for our class, we actually did a lot of stuff on, if you're a parent trying to tell your kids that someone they loved had died.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually chose a surprising one of lots of the people in our class actually decided to tell them that the person who died had got a superpower and now they're invisible.
Aww.
And that you can now and they interact with love.
That's so cool. That's a really lovely way of thinking about it. Your tutor group sounds cool. Grief is really tough, isn't it? And I think it's going to have an effect on you throughout your life. I've experienced it myself. And it's really, really, really tough. Like you say, everyone experiences it differently. And it never really goes away. So you just sort of grow around it and you learn to bring that new part of yourself into you. And it's something I talk about when I do lots of interventions with young people in the school. We actually have in school a group that support young people experiencing grief. Do you know what that's called? Solace, absolutely. So Miss Silva runs the Solace group for young people who can come along. They can bring friends, come along, have their lunch, talk about how they're feeling, do whatever they need, or just be in a safe space and just be somewhere they can chill, which is absolutely lovely. And they're looking to expand Solace this year, so if anyone wants to go along, do, even if you just want to be a friend to somebody who's been through loss and bereavement. But also we're looking to expand it in terms of our provision for people supporting the group. So any adults that would like to chip in with some support, that'd be absolutely lovely. It's a tough conversation to have. And actually, when we went through the resources, we've all done our votes so far today. I'm going to disappear from the microphone and see if we've had any refreshed results. At the moment, 71.6% of our young people said actually they feel they can support their friends after going through all the different techniques. I'm going to see if that's changed. Hang on. Going live to the results.
Of course not live when you're watching.
Yeah, obviously not live when you're watching. See if that's changed. 71.6, so hang on, I need to refresh it. Mine needs me to load back in. 71.9, so some more results have gone in and it's more people think they can support their friends, which is really nice. It's really, really nice. Actually, more people are saying they can support their friends. Okay, you can't see that because I haven't unfrozen it. But yeah, more people feel they can support their friends having been through the materials we did today. There is obviously a download attached to this podcast for anyone who would like to have these conversations at home. And it'll just give you some guidance of how to have the conversations and how to support each other. Obviously, Solace is there for our young people. There are also the year teams. There are the anti-bullying ambassadors. There are the mental health and well-being ambassadors. There's our safeguarding team. There are our post boxes. If you're struggling with grief, you can always put a note in our post boxes. Is there anything else we've experienced this week, guys, that we'd like to share with our listeners? Anything else that's gone on? Go on, Jack.
I just want to remind everyone, with lunchtime, as lots of people seem to be eating their lunch in under the stairs and stuff.
Okay,
and,
where could they go instead?
They could go because we actually recently opened, or say recently, a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. opened the main hall to people who can do lunch, and it's actually a bit of a safety hazard to sit
under the stairs. You could head into the main hall and have your lunch in there. It's a nice, comfy, warm place. I'm going to put some music on in there like I do in the canteen. What day was it today in the canteen?
Chippy Friday.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our fantastic canteen have turned themselves into a chip shop on a Friday. So we had battered sausage, battered chip, fish. We had lots of different kinds of chips and mushy peas and chips and cheese. And
burger.
Gutted I didn't get in there. So we had the onion bhaji burger today, wasn't it? Or was that yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh, bhaji burger. Apparently, bhaji burger was great yesterday.
The chips
were
amazing.
Nice. So we've had some amazing chips being sold this week. We're just trying to really improve our canteen service, and the team are doing such a fantastic job. We've got chilled out music playing in there now. They've got their menu on. It's a really nice vibe in there, isn't it? It's getting really cool.
It's definitely got better.
Yeah. Really, really impressed with how fantastic the job the canteen staff are doing. Also today, the last thing we did, and I was literally on this trip myself, we had some young people from Goma and Rauna, two of our fantastic GFM feeder schools, came up to us. We brought them up on the minibus and we were calculating the school's carbon footprint. So this time next week, what we're going to be doing is sharing with you, we might hopefully get our green team ambassadors to come in, and they're going to share with you what our carbon footprint is as a school. It's scary how much carbon we generate as a school per person and then as a school as a whole every year. And we're going to be looking at some top tips of how you can reduce your carbon footprint. That'll be as part of next week's episode of Bay House Buzz. Anything anyone wants to say before we say goodbye?
One thing.
Jack.
Goodbye. Surprise.
Goodbye. Anyone else?
Nope.
Right. Thanks for listening to us, everybody. Have a great weekend and a fantastic week. We will see you on the flip side.